Refugees from Eritrea living in Kampala, Uganda, are being pressured by the recently opened Eritrean consulate to sign a petition opposing the imposition of United Nations sanctions on their country. The sanctions are a response to Eritrea's backing of Islamist rebels in neighboring Somalia. Dr. Kataza Gondwe is the Sub-Saharan Africa team leader at Christian Solidarity Worldwide. She told us that signing this petition is undermining the Eritreans' refugee status in Uganda.
The problem is that they have come as refugees, which means they're afraid of the government. Now, all of a sudden, well, just recently, a consulate was opened in Kampala, an Eritrean one. And this consulate has already started to infiltrate the Eritrean community. And there's a lot of fear there. There's a lot of tension. I spoke to quite a few people when I was there in November who were actually afraid to travel out on their own because they knew that action was going to be taken against them because they were seen as possible troublemakers. So there's already been tension on the ground there. And remember, Uganda is one of the countries that actually drafted the resolution. So the problem is that if you come to a country and ask for shelter because, you know, the country that you're from is a problem for you, to sign something that is going to punish that country and to sign against it is problematic in itself. But the Eritrean government at the moment is going all out trawling for diaspora support for rallies that they've organized for the 22nd of this month in different cities and towns worldwide that oppose the sanctions. So it's like their last-ditch effort to get the whole process delayed. And unfortunately, these refugees are coming under pressure as a result of this.